everyone. So this week, I just released my latest book. It's called The Book of Why and How. It's the result of the thousands of hours of interviews that I've done with many of the world's highest of achievers. As you know, we're over now 4,000 interviews. So I tried to take what I learned during those interviews and put them together in this brand new book. It also includes insight by close to 400 of those same thought leaders, you know, their quotes, photos, the whole works in this book as well. And really what I guess motivated me to put this book together is, and I don't share this story often, but I started with a Fortune 500 company back in the, I guess it was the mid to late 90s, and it was the 58th largest company in North America at the time, and I was really shocked to find out in the first week I started, I had almost zero training. I felt helpless and hopeless, and I really said to myself then I wanted to make sure that I helped other people not have to go through what I went through. You know, because helplessness or hopelessness doesn't have to be at the start of a new job. It can be various aspects of your life. And I really wanted to learn what these high achievers, these thought leaders were doing differently so that I could share it with other people in easily digestible ways. And in the case of a book, a low cost way, so that you could learn from what these people have done and I could learn from what they had done during my interviews as well. And so that we could maybe avoid that hopelessness or helplessness we feel when we don't have access to that type of exclusive insight that other people may have access to. So again, put this book together to hopefully address that. I launched it with a Kickstarter campaign, and that's mainly because I wanted to be able to offer some really exclusive bonuses for the people that support the project. At the same time, it's a way for people to be a part of it and help support the project and make sure it comes to life. So really excited to bring this all together. The bonuses themselves you can actually find right on the website. If you go down the right-hand side, it lists the different levels, different numbers of books you can buy, and you'll find exclusive bonuses with each different level. Worth checking out, I think. Again, the idea with the book is to hopefully give you access to insight you wouldn't normally be able to get unless you spent the same thousands of hours that I spent researching this and interviewing these high achievers. And again, as well, the book, you know, was something that was spurred on because of something that happened earlier in my life. And my hope is that it serves as a game changer or a transformational moment for you. You know, the moment you start reading the book, and hopefully the moment that you finish it. So if you want to learn more about it, if you want to grab your copies today, if you want to get access to these great bonuses, or if you just want to support this project because you want to make sure it jumps off the ground in a big way, feel free to go to thebookofwhy.com. Again, thebookofwhy.com, and you'll get all of the information there. And of course, as always, love to hear your thoughts. Feel free to reach out to us if you have any questions. You can reach us at conversationswithleaders@gmail.com. Thanks, everyone.
Hi, everyone. This is Shelley, aka The Phoenix. Are you ready to be motivated, educated, entertained, and inspired? Well, you have come to the right place. Now get your pen and paper ready because you're listening to the newest episode of the Conversations with Passion radio show with your host, Corey Poirier.
Hello, everybody. It is Corey Poirier, and really excited to be back with the latest episode of the Conversations with Passion radio show, and also really excited to have a returning guest with us today. And so, Sandra Coos, really excited to have you here. And as per normal, I think what I'll do, Sandra, if you don't mind, is get you to tell us a little bit about your backstory. And our listeners that have heard you before, they'll know that you shared it in the past. But the new listeners who may be discovering you for the first time, I think it's always important for them to have a little bit of a Reader's Digest version. So, Sandra, do you think you could tell us just a little bit about your backstory?
Yes, of course. Hi, my name is Sandra Coos. I am a Reiki master and teacher, now starting to become an author. I'm a holistic jewelry designer, and hopefully soon, a public speaker. Now, I'm the owner of Serafina Fay, which is a holistic business in Windsor, Ontario. And what I am focusing on is helping people with their self-development and spiritual development.
So, you know, Sandra, I'm really, I mean, and I've said this before, I really have a great appreciation for what you do and your background. I've mentioned in the past, I believe even on the show, that my girlfriend is a Reiki master, even though she doesn't practice currently. And I've had Reiki done, I can't even probably guess how many times. So I'm a big believer in the power of it. And so I guess, you know, maybe we'll start there. for those people, Sandra, that don't know what Reiki is, and I know you're really good at giving people, I guess, explanations or descriptions of things. I know, you know, when you you and I were chatting in the past, and you described Reiki to me, had I not known what it was, I would have fully understood. So if you're able to, perhaps you can tell us a little bit about Reiki for those people that maybe didn't catch your last interview and also are discovering it for the first time.
Sure. Well, Reiki is a Japanese expression, and it means life force energy, which basically describes the energy around and within us. Now, Reiki in the Western world is mostly known as a natural healing modality, which means that through Reiki you can cleanse the energies in your body. Let's say when you're stressed, for example. Reiki is a wonderful help to release that stress and get you to a state of calm again, or if you're anxious, but also if you have aches and pains, illnesses, diseases, because everything is based from an energetic point of view. Everything that happens in our body happens because of energy. So when you use Reiki, you can balance your energies to come back to a state of calm and relaxation. And yeah, I just really love it. I love giving people treatments. I love teaching Reiki because it's not just a healing modality. It's also for spiritual development, which most people forget, that it really helps us to get us to who we really are.
And now,
okay.
Yeah, absolutely. And now, so Sandra, you know, you mentioned another thing when you first shared a little bit about your backstory and your, we'll call it your future story. You mentioned getting into speaking. And so I guess I'm curious to know what, I guess, kind of pulled you in that direction. What makes you want to get into the speaking world? And then the secondary part, I guess, to that is, will you be sharing insights about Reiki and about energy and about, in terms of overall, let's say, holistic health?
Oh, yes, I will. Well, what got me into speaking is I've been holding workshops before about spirit guides, since I work with mine and they're very important. And through my holistic healing jewelry that I create for my clients, they always ask me, how can I start my spiritual path? How can I find myself? How can I figure out who I truly am, what I'm supposed to do? And this is what got me into the idea of public speaking, because I love to teach. I love to teach spirituality, and there's so many people who are asking exactly these questions. And this is what I would like to bring to the world, a better understanding of how we can find ourselves in this crazy world and what spiritual development really means.
And so now, when you mentioned spirit guides, again, this is, me, Sandra, I like to kind of dive into areas where I worry that sometimes if a listener may not have had an experience with it, then, I like to be able to give them a feel for what it is rather than leave them go, what's that? And then have to Google on their own. So spirit guides, can you share a little bit about spirit guides in terms of, I guess, do we all have one? How do we call upon them? How do we know what our spirit guide is? All that kind of stuff?
Yeah, sure. Well, there's two different kinds of spirit guides. There's the animal spirit guides, and there's the, well, let's call them human spirit guides, even though they're not human, but just for description, these are not animals. Now, the spirit guides I'm talking about are the spirits. Spirit guides are souls who chose to live a lifetime as a spirit guide to help other souls in their human experience. Let's say if, for example, in my next lifetime I want to be a spirit guide, I just be a spirit guide. And if the person who I was helping, that person's life is over, then my job as a spirit guide is done, and then I can choose to reincarnate as a person again. So it's pretty simple. They're just here to learn with us as we go. They help us with things that they already experienced in their lifetime. And they also learn through our lifetimes. Well, the spirit guides are here to help us, to guide us on our daily path. We can call upon them just by simply asking for their guidance. Now, the thing is, they cannot help us without specific permission. because we're under the universal law of free will, we have to ask them to help because they can't just interfere in our decisions. But even if we don't ask for their help and they just stand by and look what mistakes we make, they still know that we make those mistakes because we have to, because we learn from them. And so when we're ready to talk to our spirit guides and ask them for help, they will jump right in and show us the way.
And so you mentioned animal spirit guides. And
yes.
my quick question out of that is, do you do, anything in that area? And I guess, if so, what is the difference between the two?
Well, I'm not doing anything with animal spirit guides because I have not felt drawn to it yet. And usually I follow my guides. They show me the way and tell me, okay, this is what's coming next and this is what you need to look into. And animal spirit guides wasn't really on the list yet. I mean, I do know that I have a couple because they keep showing up in my life, but I'm not consciously working with them yet.
I guess then, Sandra, can you talk as well about a little bit about the healing jewelry? Because obviously that's sort of different than what we've been chatting about. How does that all work? I guess a couple of questions. How do you decide what to provide for somebody in the way of healing? And I guess that, you know, does it work for everybody or does it depend on the person's personality types or energy? Like, how does that all work? I mean, again, I'm thinking as a person that's never heard of it or maybe even doubtful about healing jewelry, and I'm not that person, mm-hmm. but I'm just always curious how it all works, I guess.
Okay. Well, I started getting interested in crystals when I was in my early 20s. I've been going through a dark patch in my life, and I had a quartz crystal, and this quartz crystal really changed my life. Because quartz is also called a master healer, because it pulls out negative energy and guides in positive one, and it really changed my whole mindset over the course of 3 months, and I don't think I would be where I am today without a quartz crystal. So this got me interested in knowing more about crystals. And so I started my journey in exploring crystals, and then I got into Reiki, and then one thing led to another, and then I started to creating healing jewelry because I wanted to give people the same help that I received from a crystal, something for their needs. And so now I create crystals, for example, for depression, anxiety, and fibromyalgia, arthritis, but also empath protection and spiritual development. I have a spirit guide bracelet that helps people with the communication. And I also create a custom bracelet where I actually connect with your spirit guides and they will tell me which stones you actually need. And I will go from there, create a bracelet for you. And yeah, I love working with the spirit guides because they know just what it is that you really need at this very moment.
Yeah, that's awesome. And, you know, I have to say, I had, I'll call it, I think the terminology at the time was an aura reading. I'll say it was that. I think it was an aura reading that I had done. And she had said that I had three guides that surrounded me. But what she said is they were, like, she listed who they, well, she asked me who I sound like they were based on what she said. But she had said that all three were family members. Is that, from what you see as well, is that the norm? Like, can your spirit guides be people that you know that you're related to that have passed on before you? Or is it usually, you know, somebody that latches on to you that thinks you need help? Or what is your experience with that side?
Well, spirit guides can absolutely be deceased loved ones. Definitely. Who want to be your guide for the rest of your life. That can very well be, but most of the time they're also guides that chose you for the energy of your life or for the experiences you're going to make throughout your life, because they either want to support you in that because they've just been through that in their life, or because they want to. So either way, spirit guides are positive beings who only have the best interests at heart.
Love that. And I guess then, you know, if we switch gears again, we were talking, you know, last time around about your book that you're working on.
Yes.
And I guess I'm curious how, I guess, that's coming along. And any developments you can share with us, and just what sort of played out since we last chatted.
Well, since we last chatted, my book has definitely grown, and it has outgrown its initial title. It was supposed to be Meet Your Spirit Guide, because I wanted to tell people, help them understand how to work with their spirit guides. But as I was writing the book, it just blew out of proportions, because if you want to work with your spirit guide, you need some spiritual information on yourself. You need to understand what is happening when you're getting in touch with your spirit guides, meaning your self-discovery and spiritual development. So my book changed to the name The Journey to Yourself, which basically entails everything from self-discovery, spiritual development, why Reiki is important for our spiritual development, and a big chapter on spirit guides, of course, and also how to learn to manifest your future. So it's going to be a really comprehensive guide.
And so what drew you to the idea of bringing this all together in a book versus, as you mentioned, now also sharing the message from the stage? Like, what's maybe the draw to add both to the mix, if you will? I know you kind of talked to the speaking side earlier, but what makes you want to release a book as well that also teaches people about this?
I mean, so one thing, more and more people find their way into spirituality, but a lot of them don't even know where to start. I mean, most of what we see is we need to do meditation, we need to do yoga, spiritual practices. But what about those people who are not quite ready for this big step yet? Because meditation and yoga, if done right, raises a lot of energy. And not every person is ready for that yet at their stage. So what I'm doing is, what I'm trying to do is writing a book that helps those people that are not quite sure which way they want to turn, how they want to proceed, just basic guidance on how to ask the right questions about themselves, to starting their path, to figuring out who they are, what they want to do, and which path feels right for them. I mean, not everybody is drawn to Reiki. Not everybody is drawn to yoga. But there are other ways to raise your vibration than meditate. So I'm trying to make it like an easy-to-understand book that really everybody can understand and find their own way. I'm not telling them, okay, this is what you have to do. No, I'm giving them suggestions on what worked for me, what worked for others, and if you like it, give it a try. If not, find another way. But this is like some nice stepping stone for them to figure out their own path.
So then, Sandra, I mentioned that I wanted to find out how we could learn more and, you know, see what all keep in the loop with you, see what you're doing, people that might want to reach out to ask about or learn about getting a Reiki treatment from you or any of those great things, or also just want to be in the loop when your new book drops, any of those things, where would you normally send them, Sandra?
I would send them to my website because I keep my updates there. And they can see everything that I do and what I'm planning on doing. And my website would be www.serafinafae.com. That's S-E-R-A-F-I-N-A-F-A-E.
Awesome stuff. Well, Sandra, this has been an absolute pleasure. And so I thank you, of course, greatly for the time you took to spend with us today and for all the great work and important work you're doing. And congrats on the big development with the Howard Stern Show. As I mentioned, that's massive news. And also, you were nice enough to send – oh, absolutely. And you were nice enough to send as well a gift to my girlfriend in celebration of our new baby boy. So she thanks you, and I thank you for that. And I think that speaks volumes.
Oh,
well,
my pleasure.
Oh, absolutely. We appreciated it so much that that you did that and for no reason went out of your way to do that, and not everybody would do that. So I think that speaks of your character and how much you believe in and are passionate about what you do. So just thank you for making magic happen for people in the world, and thank you for all the great work you're doing.
Well, that's all, folks. That's another great show with a few great concepts and ideas that might be just what you need to get your ball rolling. Thank you so much for tuning in. We'd like to thank a few people for helping make this show possible. IB Trade Show, go to ibtradeshow.com. Engaged Leadership, go to in-gaged.ca. Permadry, guaranteed solutions for leaky basements, go to permadry.com. Sites and Bytes, your site for great service. Sitesandbytes.ca. Oxford Learning, never stop learning. Go to oxfordlearning.com. Smile Dog, your receptionist. Go to smiledog.ca. Thanks again for tuning in. On behalf of Corey Poirier, I am Marco Kelly, and this has been Conversations with Passion.
This podcast is a part of the C-Suite Radio Network. For more top business podcasts, visit c-suiteradio.com.